just wanna speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there's peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just wanna speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing.
Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name
speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there's peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Faithfulness is what beside me.
promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life. Yeah. I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. Oh. I see your promises in fulfillment.
Take just a little bit of a break right here and just let you know that Jesus loves you. You know, thought about, you know, Daryl asked me Wednesday night what to ask this next song be a prayer song. And I've thought about it all week, and that's the thing that came to mind most, that Jesus loves you. No matter what we're going through, no matter how hard it's been, how good it's been, doesn't really matter. Jesus loves you. And this next song is a new song, but it talks about some of the things that we face, the songs that we've sang already. Sometimes we just need to speak the name of Jesus because that's all we have to say. Sometimes we just need to thank him for the goodness that he's given us because the evidence is there. And sometimes we just need to, you know, we have that, whatever's going on, is just say, just come, Jesus, come. Because that's where we're at. So right now we just want to, if you feel like that you need to come pray, you know, there's never a Sunday that we meet here that every one of us cannot be at the altar. Either asking God, you know, pleading with God, thanking God for what he's done for us. But you know, I know that that's, you know, not always going to happen, but I do know that he's always available, and I do know that he wants to hear from you. And so if you have something that you need to pray about, something you need to thank him for, then we're just going to let you open the altar up that, during this song, and you can just come and pray.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray, come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. And sometimes I feel like I'm won't fade.
Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you right now. Turn this around. Deep down I know this world isn't home. Come, Jesus, come.
Come, Jesus, come. There'll be no more war, and there'll be no change. Comes.
turn this around. And deep down I know this world isn't home. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. One day you'll come and we'll stand face to face. Come and lay it all down, 'cause it might be today. The time is right now. There's no need to wait. Your past will be washed by rivers of grace.
Come, Jesus, come.
Want to come to you today. We thank you so much for who you are. We thank you so much for what you've done for us. And Lord, right now we just want to pray for Brother Darrell as he comes and stands before you and delivers your word. Jesus, speak to our hearts and minds today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Right, if you have your Bible, Matthew chapter 6, 33 and 34. Very familiar to a lot of you as we go through the book of Matthew on Sundays. We're in the long section of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, 33 and 34. Jesus is ending up a section that will sound familiar to you also, if you weren't here last week, about the look at the fields, look at the birds, look at the plants. God takes care of them. Why do you think that he won't take care of you? And last week we talked in that section there, Matthew 6, about why do you worry about what you're going to eat? Why do you worry about what you're going to wear? Why do you worry about the things that you need? God takes care of the birds and the plants. He loves you so much more than them. He cares for you so much more. Why do you worry? Okay? So to carry on that thought a little bit, and just so I don't re-preach the whole thing. We're at Matthew 6, 33 and 34. He ends this up. First of all, we picked this screen out. We call this the title page. And the message this morning has nothing to do about traffic or anything like that. We just tried to pick out a picture on the screen that's just so much to look at. So much confusion in a sense. So many things to distract your eye and your mind. And so the message today is seek the King and try to, or get in the habit of, or the discipline of not looking at all of that, not looking at everything else going on in your life, but seek the kingdom of God first. And that's how the scripture starts out, Matthew 6, 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. All the things that you worry about, all the things that you need, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I don't, I don't believe this is just print on a page. I believe it's the Word of God. It's Jesus speaking. It's the Word of God. It's the truth in my life. If I'll seek first the kingdom of God, He will take care of all those other things that I'm so worried about and stressed out about. Okay? Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Verse 34. Don't worry about tomorrow. And don't worry about today, but don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own thing. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Don't worry about the trouble before it gets here. My mom used to say, don't cross a bridge before you get to it, kind of thing. So there's a really just not much of an outline, but there is a little bit on the backside of your announcements if you like to use that. So don't worry about those things that you need. Let's go ahead and put that next screen up. Remember who you were. I'm going to start this way. Obviously, been thinking about the message a lot. I mentioned to you last week, you know, the things that I worry about, that we worry about. And I thought, you know, a preacher's got to preach to himself first. And thinking about the things that I worry about. And some of you are going to get into this part of it, and some of you not so much. There are two parts. Hopefully, one of the parts will speak to you. But I was trying to think about, okay, what do I worry about? Obviously, I shouldn't say obviously, but anyway, Jesus said, don't worry about what you eat and what you wear. Probably, that's why I said obviously, most of us in the room are probably not going to worry so much about what, if we have something to eat, okay? That's probably not in your top 10, is if I have something to eat. Most of us, the problem is we eat too much, not too little, okay? That's just the culture we're in. Jesus is talking to a culture that was more in survival mode, where getting a good meal was kind of hard to do. So that's not who we are. So that's probably not going to be really what you're worried about, is getting enough to eat. It's probably not going to be about the clothes that you wear. Now, I have no idea. If you asked me this week, would you come over and help if you were going to move, change homes, change houses? If you were going to move and you asked me, would you come over and help me move? I'd probably say no. But anyway, if I said yes, I'd come over and help you move. I wonder how many clothes in the closet you have to move. Okay? It's probably much more than you think it is. I don't know how many times I've heard people say, I don't have anything to wear. You actually have a lot to wear, you just don't want to wear it. I wonder how many shoes we would be moving. Okay, if you feel conviction of the Holy Spirit right there, that's good. You get the point. The illustrations that Jesus used are probably not, in our culture in America, probably not going to be the primary things. If I was preaching in Mexico or Honduras, they would actually be. They would apply. The message is the same. Stop worrying about what you need. Okay, when I started thinking, I said, stop worrying about the things that you need. Here's where I moved along. That's why I've got this up here. I find myself not really praying much, worrying much about things. Now, that's not going to be everybody in the room. For some of you, there's something right now that really is what you need. It is. And it's got you worried about it. For me, and I do think for a lot of you, that it's not the thing, it's the person. What is your burden this morning? What is your burden? What is your prayer burden this morning? What are you worrying about? I'm just going to say half. I don't have any idea. For half of us, it might actually be a thing. I've got a health issue. I've got a health bill. I've lost my job. I've got bills to pay. Lord, I need help. This is a need. I need help. I'm worried about it. For some of us, maybe half of us, I don't know, it's not really a thing. It's a person. I walked through the church this morning and over here and there, and I walked through the youth room, and Amy on Sundays writes on a board prayer requests. You probably did this morning. There you are. And I didn't look at it after you're done this morning, but I looked at it from last week. And I'm going to guess it's about the same thing this morning. So I looked at maybe a half a dozen, maybe more prayer requests on the board from our youth group. Okay? Every one of them was about a person, not a thing, a person. If you watch the live stream, you'll never see this part of it, but at the end of the service, we ask people, anybody who wants to, but we always have quite a few folks come up, and we're praying for what? Other people. We're praying for other people. At the end of the service today, we're going to ask people, if you have a special need, a burden for someone else, we ask you to come, all right? What if I asked, I want everybody to come up who doesn't have enough to eat? Very few of you will come. I'm not making fun of that. I'm not making light of that, because there may well be someone here who does. That's an issue to pray about for sure. But that's just in our culture today, a lot of what we have to deal with is actually people, not so much things. So remember who you were. This part of the message almost preaches itself when I get to this point. So I was thinking about that, thinking about my prayer, my worry, my burden, my stress is almost entirely people. And 75% of it is you. If you're a regular attender here, there's nobody who regularly attends here that I have not prayed for. Okay? There's no one who attends here that I don't pray for regularly. Okay, you are my worry. You are my burden. Others too, but it's primarily you. So, I started thinking of, you know, I worry about this person and burden about that person, and somehow, though, God, through his power, goes ahead and works in your life and just has done incredible things, and maybe you've forgotten that, but I haven't. And so I started thinking of maybe some illustrations that I can give you of, I was praying for this person and so worried about how things would turn out, and God just did amazing things. And I thought about, you know, John Doe. If we ever have a John Doe here, I'm going to change that. But anyway, I was thinking about that person. But, well, I can't use that illustration because they're sitting here. So, okay, I can't use that one. So I thought of another one. Well, I can use this other thing I was so worried about, and I didn't think it would turn out well, and I didn't think they would turn out well, but God's just done such incredibly amazing things in their life, and I can use that as an illustration, but I thought, no, I can't, because they'll be sitting right here. And almost every illustration that I can think of God doing amazing things through their life, you're sitting here, and I can't, you know, I can't do that. You're sitting right here. But you and I forget that sometimes, of what God has done through you, in you, to you, around you, the amazing work that God has done in your life. This is where the message for me turned. Because I was going to do that, and I thought, I can't do that. But that's kind of, it's like the Holy Spirit saying, that's the point that I want you to share with them. You maybe have forgotten what God has done through you. You maybe have forgotten where you used to be and where you are right now. You may have, because, you know, we live with ourselves and we're there. It's kind of like if you're raising a child and you're with that child every day, and their growth just doesn't mean that much you know, to you because you see him every day, but you take somebody who hadn't seen him for a while, whoa, I can't believe how big your child's gotten. You're thinking, well, I don't know. It just, you know, I'm somebody else can see the amazing things God's done in your life sometimes better than you can. Now, take that thought and move it over to that person you're worried about, that person you're burdened about, and that person you're praying for. And I know that while you're praying for them and burdened about them, and the fact that you're worried about them means that you're not sure this is going to turn out well. If you were sure it's going to turn out well, you're not worried about them. But the fact that you are burdened for them, the fact that you're worried about them, means that there's a part of you that's just not sure how this is going to turn out. I want you to know that there was somebody in your life thinking the same thing about you. Okay? You have forgotten that. And here's what I want you to really get this morning. I mean, this is so important to know that as God has changed you, as God has done a miraculous work in your life, He can do that in their life too. And He is doing that right now. He is doing that right now. You just may not be able to see it, okay? But you've got to believe and you've got to know that as you seek the kingdom of God first, you seek God's will first. You seek His kingdom first, not yours. You seek what God wants first, not what you want first. You keep seeking Jesus all the time, day in and day out. You keep seeking Him. You let Him deal with all the other things. You let Him work through all the other things. That doesn't mean He's not going to use you. And that doesn't mean that there's not something for you to do. It just means the Holy Spirit's doing it. He did it in you. He did it in you. He did it in you. And the proof of that, you're sitting here. He's done it in you. Why do you doubt that He can do it through him or through her? Why have you lost the faith that if He can do it through you, He can do it through them too? Okay? He's done it in you. You remember who you were. I remember who you were. I remember who you were. And right here, I was going to give examples of, you know, there are, when I'm out and about, and I talk to people about who goes to our church, and I say, I'll use John Doe again. I say, John Doe goes to our church, and they say, wait a minute. We must be talking about a different John Doe, okay? Because I said, no, John Doe goes to our church. Wait a minute. And I'll go back. This happened, I'd only been here about 2 years. So way, way back, I was talking to somebody in the community, and they had attended our church, you know, years and years ago for a while, but so I invited them to church. And they said, well, now this is, I mean, this has been 27 years ago. They said, well, I don't know. I won't fit in at your church, this church. I won't fit in there because everybody that goes to your church is perfect. I said, wait a minute. I said, I'm the pastor of First General Baptist Church, not First Baptist Church. You can tell the pastor First Baptist that I said that, okay? It's amazing what God has done through you. It's amazing what God has done in you. You're here. You're at work. You're doing God's will. It's amazing what He has done. Now, let the amazing happen in the lives of the people you're praying for. Let the amazing happen in their life too. You've given up hope. You've given up faith. And this morning, it's not me. I want the Word of God to get in you and to stir it up in you again. That if you'll seek the kingdom of God first, just pray to Him. Seek Jesus first. You let Him take care of all the other need. He did it for you. He did it in you. Listen, I'm going to be very, very gentle here because I don't want to come across as cruel or anything right here. But I want you to remember this. See, when you begin to doubt what God might be able to do through someone else that you're praying for and you're burdened for, you are beginning to believe that somehow they're worse than you. Okay, now I said that gently. I didn't have to, but I did. You have come to believe that somehow that person is worse than you. And so you realize that God can reach you because he has, but you're not sure that God can reach them. Why? Why do you think that? Because the enemy has snuck up and planted in your mind that they're worse than you. Okay, all of us need to agree that when anybody visits our church, you know, like the guy years ago, well, everybody that goes to church is perfect. No, we're not. No, you're not. Have you taken a close look? No. Okay, I want all of us to agree. There's no one worse than me. There's no one worse than me. Well, they've done worse things. No. That's how you see it. What does God see? See, I'm going to say it again. When you start to doubt, and you start to question that person you're praying for is reachable, you started thinking that somehow they're not as bad as you are. I got that backwards, didn't I? That they are worse than you are. They're not. If God can reach you, which he has, he can reach anybody. If God can reach you, he can reach anybody. And I don't want you to forget that, and I want that to get back down into your soul, that God can do amazing things in people's lives, and the proof of that is sitting in the pew. Okay? The proof of that is sitting in you. So, get your faith back. Get your prayer back. Get your trust back. Just seek Jesus Christ. Seek him first. Just trust in him. Let him deal with him. Let him deal with her. Let him deal with them. And you just keep praying. And you keep trusting. If he can do it through you, he can do it through anybody. Next is that's remember who you were. Remember what God has done. Switching it a little bit. Now, your burden this morning, your worry this morning is still going to apply, but may not be a person. It may be a situation. You know, there are those weeks where I'm really burdened about a person, some people in my life, but then there are those weeks where there's just stuff has happened last week or last month, and it's not going well, and I'm worried about it. Remember what God has done. I have to remind myself of this all the time, because every new problem comes up. I'm just this way. I think, oh, it's the worst. You know, it's the worst. I've never been through anything like this. That's not true. Every once in a while, I will agree. Every once in a while, that we come upon an issue that's worse than I've ever dealt with. But if you'll think about it, and that's what I'm trying to get you to pause right here and think about it, that's not really true, though. God has seen us through so much. It's like this. We're coming up on spring. When spring gets here, the wind's going to start to blow, okay? Every spring, somebody's going to come to church and say, their hair is all a mess, if you have hair. Their hair is all a mess, and they're going to say, it's the worst wind I've ever seen. Probably not. Probably not. It was probably this way last spring. Then after spring, the summer heat's going to come, and somebody's going to come to church. I don't ever remember it being this hot. And I'm thinking, well, probably last year it was. But we're that way because we're going through it now. We're going through it this spring. We're going through it this summer. We're going through it, you know, now. And so it seems worse. Pause right here. Take a break right here with whatever's going on with you. And I would never, ever diminish it, ever. I don't do that. Because I know that when I look at whatever it is, may not be that big deal to me, but it is to you, and I respect that. because I go through some things and other people say, oh, what in the world? Why are you so upset? And the truth is, I don't know. For some reason, this thing or what they said or what they did or the circumstance, it just got me. It just got a hold of me, and I need to let go of it. Remember what God has done. Think of all that you've been through. Do you think that God's just going to abandon you now? Do you think that, and somehow, I don't know, we just get it in our head that I don't know that God's going to see me through this one. Look at all that He's brought you through. Look at all the past, all the really tough and difficult things that you've been through. And somehow the enemy has planted in your mind, but I don't think He's going to see you through this one. I don't know how He's going to help you through this. I don't know, you know, let's just stop that. And let's just know, according to God's word, that if we seek the kingdom of God first, He's going to take care of all the rest of that. I know you don't know how, and I know you don't see how, and I know God's not explaining to you how, but Paul said it right, that we walk by faith, not by sight. If you could see how, if you knew how, if God told you ahead of time how, then that's no longer faith. And so I want you to remember what God has done. Look at all that He's brought you through. I promise you, according to God's word, He is not going to abandon you now. You didn't know how He was going to do it in the past, but He did it. You didn't know how He's going to see you through, but He did it. He's going to keep on. He's not going to stop being God now. He's going to continue being God in your life. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow or today. Today and tomorrow will take care of themselves. You seek first the kingdom of God and let Him take care of them and let Him take care of it. I'd like for you to stand and musicians come on up. I'm going to ask you to bow your head with us and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to you. We're going to get ready to pray. Somebody here today needs to come and say in prayer, I'm tired of worrying about them, him, her. I'm tired of worrying about them. I love them. I'm burdened for them. But it has slipped over into worry. I know it has. It has went from concern to worry. And I don't even know the difference, but I know it has. It has slipped over into worry. And I'm tired of worrying about them because it's not helping, it's not changing. Only Jesus can change them. So Jesus, I come this morning to just worship You, to seek first the King, seek first the kingdom, and I'm going to let You worry about them, him and her. I'm going to let You worry about them. Because my worrying is not changing anything. All it's doing is hurting me. So I'm praying, Lord, You take care of them, and I will worship You. Somebody here this morning going through a situation, a thing, and it's a bad thing. It's a health thing. It's a financial thing. It's a bad thing, and you are worried. It has slipped over into worry, and you're tired of it. It's not changing it. It's not helping it. All it's doing is hurting you. And you're ready this morning. You're anxious this morning. You want to this morning come and say, Lord, I'm going to lay this thing, this situation, this on the altar, so to speak, and say, Jesus, here it is. You have to take care of it because I can't. And I will worship you instead. Instead of worry, I will worship. Instead of worry, I will worship you this morning. I want you to remember what God has done. And I want you to remember that He's not done yet with you. He's not done in those people's lives. He's not done yet in the situation. You can't see it. You don't know how. But I'm telling you this morning that Jesus is not done yet. You need to come, want to come, anxious to come this morning and to worship Him and let Him take care of all the rest of that. While we sing and sing praises to the Lord, if you need to come and lay your burden and worry on the altar, we invite you to come and pray.
See on the hill of Calvary, my Savior bled for me. My Jesus set me free. Look at the wounds that give me life. Grace flowing from His side. No greater sacrifice. What is done? What is done? All the glory and the honor to the Son. My sins are forgiven. My future is heaven. I praise God for what He's done.
Sing for the freedom He has won. Even death is dead and gone. His life has overcome. Speak, say the name above all names. Over every broken place, He is risen from the grave.
What is done? What is done? All the glory and the honor to the Son. My sins are forgiven. My future is heaven. I praise God.
Now, on a throne of majesty, the Father's will complete. He reigns in victory. Oh, sing hallelujah to the King. He is worthy to receive all the worship. Future is heaven. I praise God for what He's done. What He's done.
What He's done.
I thank You, Jesus.
All the glory and the honor to the Son.
Oh, to the Son.
My sins are forgiven. My future is heaven. Praise God for what He's done.
I praise God for what He's done.